right on, sir.
Thank you.
Senator Talmadge.
How are you?
I'm distressed, and I want you to get your butcher knife out now and start working a little bit. I want to talk to you in confidence. I don't want anybody, not even your wife, to know I talk to you.
I got you.
I went down on the boat last night with our friend Bill Fulbright. The New York Times is determined to prove that... They all agree that we're a bunch of plunderers and imperialists, profit makers, and so forth. Now, they've used Bill's picture in the paper every now and then, and they write favorably of him, as does the Washington Post. He's naturally human, just like you are human when you fella down in your state brags on you and you feel kind towards him. Now, both of those publications are out to destroy Mr. Bennett. And they're trying to separate him from me by pointing out, as Fulbright said, that if I'd have been president, I'd have gotten a recommendation I got from Bennett, I'd have done what the president did. But Bennett had no contact, didn't know what happened, and Bennett shouldn't have advised what he did do. Now, Bennett should have advised just exactly what he did. The record proves that he did. Everybody that knows it says he did. Tom Dodd got up and took the hide off of him this morning in a speech and gave the facts and the truth, and I guess he gets his stuff from FBI.
I imagine so.
Now, we can't tell everything we know of FBI, but this boy is entitled some protection. Now, you told Bill Fulbright that he came from a good family.
I did.
And that he had a good father. And that just...
Moreover, I was in college with him, and I knew him personally.
Well, he says what he says is, he says that the Georgia senators say he comes from a good family, but good family in the South means they don't like to smell sweat.
Oh, hell.
And
the boy worked hard all his life, and I gave Fulbright the whole damn picture of him. I personally made that boy editor of his college Pandora. Over at the University of Georgia, I have known him since he entered the university as a freshman.
And, well, I don't want you to quote it, but that's what he said.
He had no argument with Bennett, what he told Russell and me.
Well, what he says is that Bennett gave the wrong advice. He's continuing with his hearings. He's trying to prove any way he can